right, man. Welcome to the cut, fellas.
Somebody's got to get one of those, just so you know we don't have to pull off the microphone, the mouth check, like.
I don't mind. It didn't look like we was gonna get this shit popping today. I didn't know. I ain't know how this is gonna work out.
It did though. It did. That was on me. You know, trying to do, you know, multitude of things.
It wasn't just you. I could have did this. We had the whole goddamn weekend. I had to wait till Martin Luther King Day. Like, honestly, this should have been a black day of rest.
yeah, we could talk about that too. You know, like, what is it, you know, morphed into since its inception? But you know, we'll talk about the main thing to talk about.
And then we'll talk about Martin Luther King Day. That's a good one. I like that. We'll talk about Martin Luther King Day because it has changed. And Martin Luther King as a whole has changed. How he's viewed by people. Anyway, all right. So, man, it's been a crazy couple of fucking weeks, man. We haven't even talked since the whole Capitol riot. I think that was last Wednesday?
Yeah.
Last Wednesday when they were trying to certify the election results. And...
It was the sixth.
Man, this damn calendar. I got one calendar right in my face, and I'm still here. It's, two Wednesdays ago. Last Wednesday was 13th to 6th. Man, let me tell you something about some crazy shit. So I was sitting here, and the funny part about certifications of election results is typically this shit is the most boring part of the election. You know what I'm saying? It's really like mostly a formality and it's really boring because I tried to watch it when it got back together and I'm like, this is what this is supposed to be? This is horrible. And then I'm sitting here chilling. I'm getting notes in my shit like, boom, Trump supporters are attempting to storm the Capitol. Oh, this nigga's crazy. They're going to get shot. They have breached the Capitol. What the fuck is happening?
you know what? It was funny because, like, at first, I tried to make excuses. I tried to be like, you know what? Hey, anybody could breach the Capitol. My kids was like, yo, dude, if they were black, they'd have been dead on the spot. No, man, that don't happen. They would let anybody breach the Capitol. It's the people's house. So, you know what? I'm being stupid. All of us would have been dead on the street, but they somehow got to put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi desk.
Oh, stole the mail. I see somebody walk out with a podium. Like, there are pictures. I mean, and it's not like the looting, like at a Nike store where dudes is running out with boxes. Cats got their feet up. Dudes, though, everyone is slowly walking around just. Yeah. And there were people in there. I think that's the thing that just blows my mind. People were inside. It wasn't like it was empty and they broke in at the break of day.
If people have made the false comparison of, you know, the looting that happened at Black Lives Matter stuff, but that's totally different because, like, if I loot a Walmart, and then, you know, three blocks away, somebody else is looting the Walgreens. And then, you know, three blocks away from there, somebody's looting something else. That's totally different. This is one building. That's it. Like, how many entrances does the place have? Three, four?
Yeah.
This is also retail. You know, if you go to a Foot Locker, like an individual Foot Locker store and it pop off like, hey, well, it got crazy. This is supposed to be a building where you know,
they have Capitol, their own, you know, tours.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. They don't even have tours there like that. So you can tell me outside of a tour, I can, you know, me and a couple of
wouldn't even know where to go. General Clyburn said that they went looking for his office. And if you don't know where his office is, you wouldn't be able to find his office. Yet they went directly for his real office. He has an office with a door. He has his actual office. And they went to his actual office that doesn't have a name placard on it, looking for him. Basically saying that the only way you would have known is if you would have known. Someone had to have told you where it was. Work within the Capitol building. So, I mean, this whole thing, wow, they were completely inept. it was the like it should have been playing. What's that music? Dun, 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 you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Running around. They should have played that while they were doing this. Yet the reason behind it, their actual plan, oh man, it was some old Cobra Commander type shit.
Because like we all, I mean, all of us work under the assumption that yo, you step your foot on that property, you're gonna get shot. That's mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, when they showed, you know, Black Lives Matter protesting, it seemed like to me they were like cats lined up in front of Lincoln Memorial. I'm like, wait a minute, you can't even tear nothing up at Lincoln Memorial. Have you been to Lincoln Memorial? Is basically just a marble statue. Why do we need police lined up outside of that? But the Capitol, all of a sudden, there are no lines. There's it no
even having people. They made it seem as if the TV made it seem as if it was like an army motherfucker, like 40,000 crackers. You know what I'm saying? It was not that many. It was people who stormed the Capitol. I think they had the numbers at like 2,000-3,000 people. Let me tell you something about the Capitol Police. Anybody who's been to the Capitol and dealt with them on a just a regular day know that they don't fuck around. They don't fuck around. They be on the corner. They had a pit. They got their guns out. They will tell your black ass to get off the sidewalk. You can't walk over here. Get your ass across the street. They don't fuck around. On any given day, they will threaten to shoot you if you do something that's like even seemed weird. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So for you to tell me that all of a sudden you can't stop an insurgence of 2,000 rednecks, I call bullshit. You
know, it wasn't even all rednecks. That's that, and I think that's the other part I want to point. There were some, I mean, there were some actual, you know, sitting members of local governments out there. So it wasn't just a whole bunch of boys. It was a lot of people that were, you know, former judges. I think one guy was a councilman.
National Guard members, police, judges, firefighters. People with businesses, stuff to lose. People with shit to lose. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, you got a local business and you out here getting federal charges for Donald J. Trump. What?
And the funny thing was that like one lady died. Yeah. So just one lady died.
Just one lady. What made it so bad, it's not like, you know, she got sniped or, you know, something crazy happened. They are literally trying to push through a door that's like, hey, this is the last line of defense where dudes got their guns out like, stop, come on, quit playing.
Ashley Babbitt.
And literally they're beating the door down and they like, we're warning you. Bow! And it was like, quit playing. And we're made... To me, what hurt me the most was the black guy running. Like, come on, bruh. In the movie, this is the part where people break in and then they do the cutaway scene of somebody going to hitting a little passcode, and then this wall lifts up and all the guns flip down, and somebody comes out of there letting everybody have it. That didn't happen.
I was waiting on it. My assumption was is that like if you were to do something like that, I thought the order, standing orders was to shoot on sight. Everybody needs to die. This is no longer a
rowdy bunch
de-escalation thing. This is war, rules of war, rules of engagement. We mowing folks down. Never happened.
That was my assumption.
Where was the tear gas at?
None of that.
You know, we have a protest. We step 1 foot outside of our permitted circle. You know, you sign for the permit. You step outside that circle. All of a sudden, the rubber bullets and the tear gas go to flying.
And
somebody getting whooped. It's going to be.
They're not even shooting rubber bullets. They're not even shooting the rubber bullets off the ground like they're supposed to be shot. They're shooting at your face. I'm shooting you in the face with a rubber bullet.
And I'm like, yo, these people, first off, because didn't they start out like somewhere close to like the Washington Monument or something? Wasn't that kind of where they were permitted to be?
I'm not sure.
On the other side of the Capitol Mall, I think is where it was. Basically, and then they just started walking towards the Capitol, which is on like the other side of the mall.
Right.
Okay. During this walk, where they were walking and chanting and doing what dummies named that hold Trump up do, the Capitol Police didn't go get tear gas, no rubber bullets, didn't get no real, no M16s, nothing.
If you frequent it, I don't even freak it Parler. I don't even freak it. I'll be on Reddit. And if you just on Reddit, this was the worst kept secret ever. Like, even I knew they was going to be protesting. I knew there was going to be people there. The fact that the Capitol Police got caught with their pants down, like, oh, we didn't know you were coming. That's bullshit, because I knew. Like, yeah. There's no way you didn't know, because I knew, and I ain't nobody. I ain't got no intelligence. I ain't got no security clearance.
The funny thing was that actually the DOD, the Department of Defense, actually told them, hey, we seeing some chatter, because, you know, every time the DOD, it's called chatter, got some chatter that something was about to go down. They asked them, hey, do you guys want us to send you troops? Or do you want some extra security? Do you want something? They said no. Nah. So the sergeant in arms, the guy that got fired, he said no. Nah. And the other guy that got fired, he was like the captain of the Capitol Police. He got fired. Right. Both of them two were the two that said, no, nah, we good. We don't need nothing. We can handle this.
I don't know what happened. It seemed like half them dudes on their break. And what was weird about it is that some of these dudes seemed to be like, hey, come on in. We having a good time. And then other dudes was getting their ass whooped. So if I'm on the Capitol Police with you and I get hit in the head with a fucking fire extinguisher, and then my partner over here is like waving dudes in or opening gates, I'm going to whoop your ass. If I make it out of here, I'm whooping your ass. Because this is
because I can't imagine, you know, lunch, you know, in the break room, like in, yeah, you know, a week from now, it's been 2 weeks. But yeah, like you come to break room and then imagine coming like, we have a situation. everybody's coming to break room. I just need to, we need to have a quick briefing. Like, hey, once again, I'm going to be like, bro. So when they was, do we got beef? Because when they was, you know, when the black guy was getting chased, did none of y'all be like, hey, they chased Mike, right, go get him? Or was y'all like,
hey man, hey bro, man, Tommy getting his ass whooped on the other side. Let's go.
He's like, nah. He's like, where was you at when them niggas were kicking my ass? Where was you at? Why was you not helping me? Like, I don't.
No, I would try. Hey,
I would have beef. I had beef. Cool. The night crew later that night. I don't know what happened during that day crew, but the night crew was taking that nightstick to the motherfucker's ass.
Oh, the dudes who I was, man, I hate to say, I'm sorry, but I rather enjoyed that. I was like, when they show up with the barricades and the sticks and they pushing you off the property, like, yo.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe because I felt like as they left, it was such a chill walkout. Like, dudes had papers and mail. The one dude had the podium. And I'm like, where's the, you know, like, I've seen people get treated worse than that, getting kicked out the club.
Yeah,
like, I didn't see dude be like, hey, off over the other side of that guardrail, bro. I didn't see dude get tossed.
I didn't see dudes get tossed up out the fucking club. And this one thing, that's what I said. I was like, yo, they spent $700 billion in the defense budget, and then the Capitol gets stormed by like some dudes from the Walmart parking lot. Like, this don't make no goddamn sense.
When they broke out the windows, I was like, time out. I thought that they were supposed to have some bulletproof plexiglass 2025 type of materials in these windows, and a hick broke it out with a rock.
Right.
Man, I'm mad. Because once again, now I'm thinking, like, where's all this money going? I'm thinking y'all got reinforced plated glass. Y'all bought all of this from Lowe's. Y'all went up to Lowe's, got a nice big contract deal, and was like, yo, let me get like 6 pallets of glass. That's it.
Six windows off of aisle five.
Might as well.
I heard the impression this place was safe. Safer than this. Like, okay, all you guys remember Black Hawk Down? The Jamie Foxx? And granted, they stormed the White House. The White House is far more secure than the Capitol. But I assume the Capitol was similarly defended. And you're going to find out it's not. It's not. And that Black Hawk Down, they didn't need no strike team. They didn't need, like, a thousand white dudes.
It's always been weird to me, like, why do we have, like, a trillion troops on the ground when really, once you get the right crew with the right information, Black Ops in out.
It's
I just knew there was some dudes on the roof, because doesn't it seem like there was somebody on the roof in the movie?
Yeah.
We got 10 dudes that can be on the roof. Like, there's a copter that drops them all off. They line up, like, one by one, 6 feet apart, and just start, bing, bing, just start letting them have it.
Because the whole time it was going down, you were sitting there watching it, and or you watch video of it, and you thinking to yourself, like, man, this seemed like it's. Are they doing a Capitol? Or are they doing like a regular Walmart? Because I've seen this before, but at like you say, like at a Walmart. I ain't never seen this before at a building that's supposed to be federally owned.
Hey. Are people inside. It wasn't like
real people. Like the vice president is in there. The House Speaker is in there. The Senate Majority Leader is in there. It's like the session, like 2 through 10 was in that building.
They was going that they erected some damn gallows. Like they had rigged a noose out of like some camera equipment, but the gallows, they construct that bitch. That comes with planning and foresight. You don't just walk around with no goddamn gallows. You was planning to lynch a motherfucker today.
What about just like zip tie guy? Brought in 100 zip tie handcuffs, not just regular zip ties. Because if he had regular zip ties, I'd have been like, yeah, you just got those on your way in. Cool. Were the kind that you know that that's got the they got the two little loops specifically made to put around and yank up so you can quickly subdue a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you can't prepare, bro.
Yeah, you can't prepare to take hostages. Take hostages. They was getting ready to kill Pence. And that's how I know Pence is a bitch. Because I'm like, dude. He tried to fucking kill you. And Trent Pence is like, well, you know, I would like to save the 25th Amendment for if Donald
Trump like, something else. This is the point where you get on stage and be like, you, bro.
Yeah, right.
I'm the vice president and you telling him, well, he's got to do what he's got to do or pay the cut. 25th, 26th, and 29th Amendment on this.
The sad part is that in that situation, the president can do two things, all right? If we want to say Obama or Clinton, Reagan, Bush, any of the presidents that we've had that has since,
right?
You pick up the phone, you dial one number, you could have troops and everything there in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What our dumbass did, he basically was marching around his office, tooting his horn, saying, I guess they gonna get him. And you go, and after hearing this, you're just going to be like, I want to reserve the right to not do that. I can't make this up.
Yo, the funny part about it was that while this was going on, his aides tried to get in touch with him, and he wouldn't answer the phone. And they said he was like super, super excited about this. He thought he was getting ready to overthrow the government. They said he was actually taken back about how the crowd looked. He said they looked too low class. I guess he thought the goddamn peanut planet plea that man in a top hat and a cane and a monocle getting ready to storm the Capitol. I don't know who he thought was coming.
I think maybe he's taking one of them malicious, all of these dudes who've been, you know, practicing in the woods. Like, did he think like the British were coming? Like, we have to take care of the government.
I think what he thought was that he thought that these militia guys, I think he thought that they were all, you know, these guys that put the fatigues on, got the real rifles with the combat armor and all that kind of good stuff. I guess he didn't understand that, you know, they're still just like the 1% of the of the militia people. The other 99% is the white trash that you see eating tuna out of a can and
You got a couple under their bed. You got a, you know, AR-15 under their bed.
For no reason. And it, once again, not to sound like a bad person, but hey, I was looking forward to some. I really wanted to see. I wanted to see some folks laid out. I wanted to see the mass arrests, like when you have a party at your house without mask on. Like, I've seen where they've busted parties with 100+ people, cats is lined across the sidewalk with handcuffs on. Like, give me more than, okay, now that they've gone and gotten settled in, then we're going to do something. Like, they're going now.
They went home.
They didn't start doing their thing. They flying out. Well, some people didn't get quite where they need to go. But a couple people out of all of those, that's all you giving me? Like, I wanted to see some true violence on the Capitol so people could see how this thing go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't wish people dead, but but the death toll was one lady. Yeah. And I think what is
two and the officer. No, the officer.
Yeah, two one officers.
One of those, with that, I know one officer that they were attacking died.
I thought it was two. I thought one of them died.
It was that one guy, and then later in the week, another one from he died from his injuries. So it ended up being
two officers dead. Is the vigilante cops who decided to take the law into it? Where is it now?
Blue lives matters only when you're on my side. When you're on my side, when you're beating up Negroes all day, thin blue line, all that stuff.
Because like I thought if blue lives matter, that means that you wouldn't have been slamming a cop in the door. You wouldn't have tried to rush one of the entrances. You wouldn't have been. They brought their own tear gas. Mm-hmm. How these motherfuckers bring in tear gas and nobody says a word? Nobody says a word. Nobody gets any heavy artillery. No bullets. No more.
I was looking forward to some Black Lives Matter type of beatings. I'm like, we pushing. Yeah. I didn't push the old lady down some steps. You know what I'm saying? I'm beating dudes up with a club. I didn't take the rubber bullets and shoot people in their face. Like, where's the anger? Where's this?
Even the retribution for the officers who got hurt, because I understand they probably weren't like just regular city cops, but the fact that you have two officers dead by the hands of these, and here's the thing with Black Lives Matter. When do officers get killed? Because when an officer gets killed, there is this can't hold them back. The gloves are off with the police, and they just take
it. What do you say when the movie starts? Shooting starts.
Yeah, what happened to that? Oh my God.
I've seen no shots. Where's the shooting?
I was surprised when, like I said before, when these people brought their own gas mask and tear gas and were throwing it at the cops, ripping their masks off their faces and just wilding out. And I'm like, but we ain't pulled out not now weapon to shoot them?
Have you seen a video of homie, the dude with the fur coat and the hat with the horns on as he's walking into
QAnon Dave, ain't it?
Yeah, QAnon Dave. That's the one that I can't eat organic food. I need organic food. It makes my tummy upset. Anyway, so you see the video and he's walking into the Senate chambers and the Capitol Police is like, is it possible for you guys to please leave now? Like, it shouldn't be funny, but it's absolutely fucking hilarious.
No, the one that I found was what's better than that was like this was before they actually got into the rotunda, right? So they are at the rotunda, and these people are shouting or chanting, "Bring us Mike Pence. We want to hang the motherfucker. Bring us Mike Pence. He needs to be hung. Bring us Nancy Pelosi. She needs to be hung." They are telling you who they looking for, and the Capitol Police are just standing there. These people are basically saying, bring us these people who are third, fourth, and fifth in line for the presidency. Bring us these people so we can hang them. And we don't think to shoot them in the face. I mean,
and on top of all of this, he delayed. He was able to delay get the Pentagon to delay sending in the National Guard for like 2 hours. The military would tell you that their official answer is that they don't like having a military presence against civilians because of the optics of it. Wow. It makes sense. I get what they're saying. Typically in the Capitol, even if you deploy the National Guard, at least in D.C., they're not allowed to even have weapons. Okay? I get what you're saying. But during the situation, that answer sounds like bullshit. Like, this is some shit you have. We're like, oh, man, it's a lot more people out here than we expected. We might need some National Guards. They tearing up a fucking Arby's and a Walgreens. When they storm in the Capitol building, that answer...
Don't hold up.
Like, hold up.
It don't hold up.
It don't hold up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they burn down a CVS, and it's like, yo, we need the National Guard out here to keep the people. And it's like,
like you said, when Black Lives Matter had their rally in D.C., again, cops lined up at every monument, armed to the teeth, batons, shields, and all the good stuff. Trumpers have a rally in D.C., and we actually know that they want to stop this election because they think it's rigged.
Right.
And we can handle it. We good.
We okay. Honestly, from this, the few things that were at least enjoyable, the fun things that I took out of this was that, one, Parler got banned, even though it's back. Parler got shut down. Kicked off both Google and
Amazon,
Apple's Play Store, and then they lost their host at Amazon, but they were able to find another host, the same one that hosts like Stormfront and 8chan. So I was like, oh yeah, well you would fit right in with these motherfuckers in this host. And then all the people who thought it was all copacetic and went home with taking pictures with the podium and with Nancy Pelosi mail, watching the motherfuckers get one by one get arrested. Like, you went to work the next morning.
That's my favorite part, because at least that provides a little bit of joy to watch that motherfucker who had his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk and took a picture and then posted it on Facebook. See him going to jail because, like, dude, you did something. Why would you post it on Facebook? Like,
dude, the podium did the same thing. What do they call it? The rotunda? What the fuck do they call that thing? They have a name for it.
It's fine.
It's the podium. It's something else. But anyway, dude with the podium, he posted to Facebook, got caught up. The dude with the horns, his pictures was everywhere because he looked fucking ridiculous. That's one guy who was in the Capitol with his goddamn work badge on. He got fired. It's like, not the brightest. What did they say? You see why your granddad is what hood is now?
Yeah. It was funny. Somebody pointed out, like, you know, if y'all had masks, instead of being anti everything, if you had a mask on, you may have actually been able to get away with it.
Hey. You showed up. These streets.
Hey, man. Shout out to
talk about Captain.
Nah, I just popped in for a minute to fuck with y'all. I see y'all on here.
Yeah, oh, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Because I was like, oh, he popped in like, oh. Like,
you working? You working? Look at the working man. Now, you should have told them niggas, it's MLK Day. We don't do shit on Martin Luther King Day.
Can't be putting my business out there in the street today now. Don't be telling nobody.
All right, man. We ain't gonna hold you back, man. All right, peace.
Dropped in just for the show. That's what I'm saying.
Just for the show. We had a cameo from the bad guy. But yeah, man, the joy I got out of it just watching these people slowly get arrested and for their names and their lives. Like I told you earlier, the idea that you ruined your life. Federal fucking charges, and I watched enough First 48 to know that they could be charged with felony murder, because, you know, felony murder is when you someone gets murdered in a or killed in the commitments of a felony. So storming the Capitol is a felony. Capitol Police got shot. That woman, Ashley Babbitt, got shot. You're responsible for that. You know what I'm saying? I've seen them hem up 19-year-old black kids day in and day out for that shit. If this don't fit, what's happening here? I don't know what is. I don't know what would. Anyway.
And for me, that's almost like the what they call it, the coup de grace or what they have it in. The coup de grace. Coup de grace. Coup de grace. But now, I mean, and it's, and I don't think any of us or anybody who will see this is, you know, black person is shocked, but to see it happen like in real time, because I think we've all had experience where, you know, somebody you know or somebody you've heard of is going to jail for small crimes, and then somebody with the same charge got off, or you read about it, or you hear about it, or if you've done, you've experienced it in your individual life. But to see it on the main stage, just two equally comparison, you know, comparable events to happen and see the drastic difference is, I mean, you know, everybody's like, well, I knew that was going to happen, but I'm like, but to see it live and up front, black people burned up, black people burned, you know, something happened to a Walmart, you got National Guard. People are actively streaming and showing people storming the Capitol building, which is supposed to be an American institution, for the purpose of hurting someone for an election, and that, you know, they slowly get escorted out. The FBI shows up to detain them so you know, easily, and you're just like, so this is how it is. This is you're showing me you're willing to let the, you know, certain people just walk in, walk out, and then we'll straighten it out later in the courts and so on and so forth. Because I still don't know how many people are really going to face some, you know, make an example out of you type charges like they do with other things, you know.
FBI director was using geolocation from people's cell phones. Also, damn, I don't know what happened to him. Geolocation from people's cell phones. They would use pings from Parler. Anybody who was logging to Parler who was right. So they basically set up a perimeter around the Capitol building, and then anybody whose cell phone pings off of a tower or locates within this a certain radius, or Parler app pings them in a certain radius, we gonna go talk to you. So anybody, even if you didn't storm the Capitol, if you were near that motherfucker within that little geolocation area, the perimeter they set up, you gonna have the feds coming to knocking at your door. And when I say there ain't nothing more butt clenchingly tight scary like the feds showing up to your house.
Wherever you are at the moment.
Yeah, or wherever you are at the moment. When they show up, like, that's, oh shit, like this thing got real, real. Like, they thought it was gonna be sweet. And honestly, that might be scarier than getting arrested at the time. Getting arrested at your house with the FBI boys show up with their cars knocking on your door, like, bitch.
And what's crazy is, you know, the feds don't, not, you know, they ain't rushing, ain't 2,000 people. It's one dude like, hey, let me highlight y'all here. Because they say, the feds don't even worry about you unless they got you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the way they do. Like, if you're a drug dealer, when the feds come knocking at your door, they know everything about you. Your mommy name, your government name, your whole organization, your W-2, your Social Security number.
Like, when they come get you, it is the culmination of the investigation. They know we heard you. It's like, hey, we just came to bring you on in. We got everything.
To be honest with you, bro, this is a courtesy of us being here, because we was about to just call your cell phone and tell you to just come on down, because you're done.
You're done. Like, you can't run. Where are you going to go? We're the federal fucking government. This is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is what we do. We find you. It's like, there's nowhere for you to go.
Yeah.
So. That's why I couldn't understand what some of the people were doing. Like, bro, most of us would have counted it as a win to just be in the Capitol. We in here, we walking around, we won. Mm-hmm. Eventually, we would migrate out because they were letting us or whatever. Counted as a W. These people want to go the next step and do stuff like, I'm going to put my feet up on desk. I'm going to rummage through stuff. I'm going to try to find the actual...
One lady tried to steal Nancy Pelosi's laptop to sell it to the Russians. Like, like, yo, these people, are they still patriots? Are they still good people now? I don't.
That shows you how much white people just can't accept a win. They can't take a W. Like, they just, like, most of, like, black people, we get a W, we like, we won. So I'm not even gonna push my luck. I'm done. They just want to continuously keep trying to win. I'm a win.
You know what? One thing. White folks can't tell me nothing no more. You can't say shit. Your high ground is gone. You cannot say Black Lives Matter. What about Black Lives?
What about the Capitol?
What about the goddamn Capitol? Matter of fact,
the Capitol crackers? What about this? Exactly.
Like, Black Lives Matter, they burned down a Walmart. And what are we saying? What are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying?
You supported an insurrection because you lost an election. I don't want to hear nothing from you. If you got to walk away, you gotta, you know, you got.
Wish it was that easy. No, they still will find a way to justify what happened.
It was after. It was after anti-fascist. God damn it. I don't know what the hell that thing. Antifa. Anyway, they were like, it's Antifa dressed up like Trump supporters. What? Come on, man. Like, I know you're doing some mental gymnastics in your mind. But the idea that Antifa would dress up like a Trump supporter and storm the Capitol, for what end?
Look.
Do you know how absurd? You know how absurd it is in people's mind that the Antifa, which stands for anti-fascism, would be for fascism. Like, you don't. How does this work in your head?
I've heard them say everything, because my favorite is when they say, "Well, Black Lives Matter this past summer burned 100 cities and took over Seattle and did this, that, and the other." None of those things are connected. Like. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like it seemed like every Trump supporter wants you to separate all of them into different categories. Because I wasn't one. I don't believe in storming the Capitol. However, now when at a Black Lives Matter protest, everybody there is included with the three guys that tried to rob the Walmart or whatever. You ain't separating them people. So why should we separate you? That's one. And two. Like, do y'all not understand that, like, the only reason why most of that violence happened at those Black Lives Matters was not even because it was Black Lives Matter. It was because the police showed up in such a force that they basically escalated everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. And during the Capitol riots, they were like, we're going to try to talk to them. During the Capitol riots, they the king of goddamn de-escalation. But up prior to that... y'all know how to do is whip ass and take change. You know what I'm saying?
Your life is in danger, or it's in debt. Like, I'm feared for my life. You mean to tell me all these dudes bum rushing the building you're in is not threatening enough?
You saw Tom get hit in the head with a fucking fire extinguisher, and you're like, well, we're gonna try to talk to him. What?
One of your coworkers is over there getting worked and has died. You were not afraid that what happened here was going to happen to you, but if something happened in another city, come on.
Hey, you basically understand that the vice president, the number two person in charge, is right back there, and you're just going to let it go down.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
come on. Here for him.
Hey, Pence.
If he was on a lunch break,
take a left.
He got that. Yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, anyway, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up because my executive producer says that the little one is awake and it's time to go. Great chat, man. This is actually productive. I didn't know we were gonna have nothing to talk about, but it ended up turning into a great discussion.
Thanks for the confidence, buddy. Like, man, I thought that was gonna be a bull.
It wasn't your fault. I didn't come with any other topic other than the Capitol. So I didn't know what we were gonna do after past 35 minutes or so. But the Capitol building stuff lasted for about 39 minutes, and then we were able to turn the rest of it into a discussion about, you know, Black people and Black Lives Matter and Martin Luther King and things. So it was dope.
The hot stuff.
Anyway, we're gonna get on out of here. Listen to the cut. Listen to One Mic. We're gonna keep bringing you dope content and tell the people peace.
Okay, peace out, peace out. Oh, real quick, I'll make it snappy. I was recently in a production of Fences. Oh, I'd say, can't say recently. It was like a year ago. In February, at the beginning of February, it'll be a year ago. But found out we were nominated and won for best production of the decade.
Really?
Wow. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. That's dope. I was in Fences. The production is Fences by BNS Productions, and we won best director, best production, and also best lighting. So, hey, man, your boy out here acting.
That's actually amazing. That's high.
Good deal.
That's like good deal.
And here's the thing, they had no ceremony, so I just found out on the internet, like, oh, we won.
In 2020, 2021, you find everything out on the internet. They don't even tell you. You're like, oh, I was nominated for an award? For a prestigious award? Yeah. All right, man. We're going to get on out of here.
All right.